you choose a romantic partner just based on their voice?
I'm a very sexy baby. I can't help it if men are attracted to me.
I have a sexy voice. Champagne, mountain range, hugs.
A new dating app called Waving lets you do just that. It's like Tinder, you know, swipe right for someone you're into, swipe left for someone you're not. But no pictures, no long bios to help you decide, just a short recorded message.
Well, the first thing I thought when I heard about this app was, you know, it sounds like a bit of a gimmick.
That's Robert Burrus, an evolutionary psychologist. He studies human attraction.
But there's a lot of research being done to show that voices are really important when it comes to judging a partner.
We asked Burrus to give us the lowdown on what makes a voice hot or not.
We know that men with deeper voices are found more attractive by women. Women with higher pitched voices tend to be more attractive to men. But it's not an arbitrary preference. It's based in biology.
He says a deeper voice in a man could mean a high level of testosterone. And for a woman, a higher pitched voice might signal high estrogen levels. Burrus did have one caveat. In one study of hunter-gatherer populations in Tanzania, pregnant women preferred men with higher-pitched voices.
And this might be because women who are pregnant are sort of primed to want to affiliate with men who are more feminine, more friendly perhaps, and these men tend to have a higher-pitched voice.
Convinced yet? If you're ready to sign up, Burrus offered this suggestion for your voice dating profile. Vary your tone. He says it's like smiling in a picture.
If they go up and down like this, then they will sound more approachable, more extrovert. Whereas introverts, they will tend to sort of sink back into their voice and their voice will be more monotonous.
So if you're looking to date an extrovert or host a radio program, this might not be attractive. But despite all his research, Burrus says don't delete those selfies just yet.
Before their finger presses that button to say, yes, it's a match, they're probably going to want to see the face. Do I really think people are going to go on lots of dates with people they meet on this app? I'm not so sure.
That's Robert Burrus, a postdoctoral researcher at Basel University in Switzerland.
Well, you had me from hello, and I felt love start to grow. The moment that I looked into your eyes.